This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
Welcome back, everyone. We are continuing with our player profile and projections, having a lot of fun. Each player, one player a day. You know the drill. You've been listening. Today, on this episode, we are doing the man in the ninth inning, the Cuban missile, Aroldis Chapman. Thoughts on thoughts, Jake? You went silent.
So did you.
Well, that was like, now it's your turn to talk.
Cuban missile or the missile listed as his nickname.
That's just for people that shorten it. It's like my nickname is Jim or Jimmy.
Well, that's not, there's a the too. It's not necessarily shortening it really.
Shortening by two letters. Cuban missile, the missile. One syllable less, man. Nicknames is a syllable game.
And cut. Got it. Yeah, so Aroldis Chapman, pretty good at baseball is the consensus, but it wasn't. For the first time ever in his life, for what, a month last year? Was it about exactly a calendar month? Was it a little more even?
He got demoted for the first time ever. He got demoted from ninth inning.
From closer.
From closer, which is a little bizarre. Let me look up his game log and see how long that bad stretch lasted. Because it may have even been a little less than a month. But it was bad. It was really bad within that. And he didn't have his velocity. He was still accurate. I mean, he was still throwing strikes. So let's see. Okay, here it is. It was August 11th to August 25th, basically, where he was just terrible. It was an 8-game stretch, 8 innings pitched, 8 earned runs. Not good when you're the closer. Not good.
Not good.
Blown loss, another loss. So he got demoted, and it was scary. You know, what's wrong with him? He's in year one of a 5-year deal. This is not good. Him and Betances traded off being shitheads. Wasn't fun.
Yeah, basically, because he only had one other appearance in the month of August. But in August, his ERA jumped up from, or one appearance before what you mentioned. Yeah. But month of August, his ERA jumped from 2.87 to 4.23, which is pretty wild. And then he came back and he had another killer month where he lowered his ERA from 4.23 to 3.22 in September. And, I mean, the dude just throws gas. I know it was funny getting your reaction. We have our fun with advanced stats, but I know one that you can't get behind.
Oh, you son of a
is
bitch.
Revolutions on the baseball.
Spin rate. Yeah, I don't like spin rate. I just don't – I don't believe in the science behind it. I don't believe in the slow-mo cameras. I just picture a guy sitting there like, one, two. Don't – I hate spin rate. I'm pretty mad at you right now.
I know, and that's why I brought it up, but – it's something there. You could tell that he wasn't, I think he's what, 30 now, or he's 29. He is okay. He turns 30 in February 28th. So it's coming up. Happy B-Day, Aroldis, when it happens. But, he's not the spry young buck who was, 23 years old and just going crazy, astonishing gas mask every time. He finished 8th in the Cy Young voting when he was 24 in 2012 at Cincinnati. But, I mean, he still punches the gun. He hit 104, 10 times last year? Something like that. Something incredible.
Throws the ball very fast.
I don't want to say it was pure confidence. There was clearly a loss of confidence. And then there was also that luck factor, man. When we saw the Devers home run, he looked incredible. Incredible. And then,
yeah.
Devers caught him, and then all the confidence was shot. It reset the engine. Again, he cleaned up in September. Did he have a clean postseason? No? Yes?
5 games, four games finished.
Houston got to him once. I mean, all in all, still a decent postseason. But he's Aroldis Chapman. We emphasized how important it was that Betances came back, which kind of wasn't true for last year, surprisingly. I mean, Chapman is the one. How good is your good? One of my favorite things to say, stolen from Scott Van Pelt. His good is better than almost anyone else's good that's ever played the game. let's call a spade here.
It's a swagger thing for him. And I remember, I think we were playing the Twins. He comes in the eighth, gets out of it, but he wasn't looking great. He was still kind of walking people and shit. And then he came back in the ninth inning, walked the leadoff batter, and it was a one-run game. And it was like, shit, here we go. Confidence again. Because he was bad when runners got on. And then he just went into crazy mode where he was staring him down like a psychopath on the mound and got the next three, 1-2-3. It's like, okay, that is the guy we want on the mound. Mariano was an anomaly. He was the most boring closer that's ever lived. Because closer...
Does that make Mariano the most psychopath of closers?
Because he was so calm and normal?
Yes. Like sociopath.
Maybe.
Like the kind of killer that casually puts your face on you after he kills you and then eats your corpse.
Yes. Mariano, the most religious man in the world. A preacher. The Panama Preacher is probably his nickname somewhere. No, but the closers are like the goalies and...
You have to be wired differently.
You have to be wired a little differently. And Chapman, I mean, there's been reports, I remember on Part of My Take podcast, David Ross said, communicating with Chapman, he didn't really get it because his personality was weird, and he had to have some of the other Spanish speakers explain, like, no, that's just his personality. And then CeCe said they wouldn't fuck with Chapman in the locker room. He's like the last person I want to mess with. Yeah. I think he's just a scary dude. You see his Instagram stories? They're teetering on teenage girl and scary psychopath. It's just him in workout clothes, working out, selfies, not really saying anything, just looking at the cameras like, Chapman, you're a fucking weirdo, man.
Love that. Let's talk about the golden goose in the room. That's not the phrase. Elephant in the room, whatever you want to call it. Do we think Chapman's on a downhill?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I think he's fine. I think, so I was reading that he always has slow starts, right? And he got injured this year. He had the postseason, and then he got a little injury in the middle. Remember, he got sent to the DL for a week or two?
Yeah.
And I think it just pushed his slow start back, and then panic sort of set in and loss of swagger set in, because his fastball is still there, his slider was still there, his pitch selection maybe not the best, and he came back. He came back fine in the end. He was, once he got mean again, he was good.
And it's so tough because the standard for him is just set at such a ridiculous area.
Well, he set his own standard. Listen to these stats I have pulled up. Sure. In Mariano Rivera's first 5 years, he had an 87.5 save percentage, which is probably my favorite stat when you're talking about a closer. How many times did he come in the game and get the job done? Come into a save situation and get the save, because nothing else matters. Just get the save.
Right.
First 5 years, Mariano Rivera, 87.5%. Chapman, 87.8%. Chapman, 25 blown saves in his first 5 years. Mariano, 30 blown saves in his first 5 years. This is as a closer, so I'm not counting Mariano in 96. Mariano, 2.19 ERA. Chapman, 1.84 ERA. I'm not saying these to say Chapman's better than Mariano. Mariano's the best closer of all time. I'm saying these to say Chapman set an incredible bar for himself, which is what you were saying. Just to back up that point you said. Incredible bar.
So month by month, I think this is kind of interesting. April and March, he goes 9.1 innings, 0.96 ERA. 15 strikeouts and 9.1 innings. Yep, got it. May, he only pitches 3.1 innings, and he has a 10.8 ERA.
He went on the DL in May, I think.
Yeah, so that's injury month, tough. June, he's back. 5 games, 1.93 ERA, 4.2 innings, 7 strikeouts. So he wasn't as dominant as he normally is. July comes, 2.77 ERA. Sure, he pitches a decent amount, 13 innings, only 16 strikeouts. This is where your baseball revolution people start talking a little too much. August, he got lit up. 9 ERA, 8 appearances, 8 innings, 8 runs. September, October, regular season, 11 games, 12 innings pitched, 17 strikeouts, 0 ERA. So I think it's going to be normal that he's at this point in his career where he's – I don't know if young and stupid's the word or just – I mean, even Mariano would go through his little slump. So every closer goes through – even the best in the world would go through like a 3-game slump here and there.
Everyone goes through slumps.
I think Chapman – well, I guess I'm jumping into it. He's going to have a slightly better year than last year. I think he still has a slump month. I mean, it's the New York Yankees. The pressure's going to be on. He's not as freaky young guy, could pitch 105 back-to-back-to-back days. So he probably has another tough stretch where the bullpen has to get a little creative. But, I mean, he's Aroldis Chapman. If they took a poll of best closer in the game, him and Kimbrel 1-2?
Yeah. It's got to be someone else we're not thinking. They come and go, which is also why Mariano is such a freak.
Right. What do you think, Jim?
What baffles me is, I was going to try and say, do we care about a number of how many saves he gets? Which is tough, because you care about how many he fucks up more.
It's
like when you go to, like, you ask, like, a dude from the army in a movie, they're like, how many people did you kill? No, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, man. Whoa.
I was thinking about the Kevin Costner movie where he's a sea rescuer, whatever those people are. Coast Guard.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, Kevin Costner. And Ashton Kutcher's like, how many people have you saved? 300, 400? And Kevin Costner's like, 30. And Ashton Kutcher's like, wow, that's pretty low. It's like, that's how many people I didn't save.
Yeah.
So it's not about how many games.
So that's a blown save thing.
Yeah.
Got taken pretty deep.
Yeah. So that's what was my comparison. It's not about how many games he saves, because he's never saved 40 games in a season. He was in the 30s every year until the last 2 years. Or no, 2016, he had 36. Last year, he only had 22. Got injured for a month, got demoted for a couple weeks. Do we need, do we need him to get 35 saves? No, I just need him not to blow games.
Here's where you had it, and then you lost me a little bit, is that the top closers save-wise in the league every year are normally on kind of middling teams, because there's a lot of close games, and whenever there is a close game, they have to go to their closer to lock down that game. And the Yankees just aren't in that situation. If their season plays out how it should, they're going to win a lot of games by a good amount. Chapman'd still be in line for a lot of saves. If you're winning, that's the only way you get saves. But he probably won't be a top guy in the league. Strikeouts for closers, absolutely. The other closer that we left out, like, I think the definite final top three is Kenley Jansen. But blown saves or Coast Guard deaths are more important than total saves for Chapman.
There you go. That's all my point. So what's your I don't even know. What are you going to project? Like, okay, be good again.
Interesting. We kind of stumble around on these because we wonder where we're going to eventually land and what's going to actually speak to us. What's speaking to me on this is, for Chapman, I guess it would, the second most important number for me, well, ERA and then strikeouts. I mean, this is a guy that used to strike out guys in the hundreds per season.
But at the end of the day, if he doesn't have any blown saves and zero strikeouts, we're still happy with him.
Right. But yes, this is where you and the advanced stats don't totally get along, because that would be a sign that he's declining and that worse things would be to come. And with that big contract he signed, that would be even more troublesome. But
I think it's tough to sit here and
have the eye on the strikeouts.
It's tough to sit here. We both have said we don't care about Judge's strikeouts at all, and then also say, but we need Chapman to strike guys out.
Well, I think those are two totally different planes. Totally different planes.
I just don't put guys on base.
Yeah, that's a bad thing too. walks. Yeah, no, I'm looking at his ERA and his strikeouts, because ERA most important. I think we agree on that. And then if his strikeouts are declining again, that's a bad sign for the contract, because he does have an opt out. You know, I don't think Yankee fans have an opinion on that for 2019. But if he's declining, that 17 mil for a closer could become bad if he's not a definite top three closer.
All right.
That's just me spitting him.
We got 1 minute. Final words. I don't really care about numbers. I care that stay healthy, keep your swagger for the entire season, and then be dominant in the postseason. We're getting to the playoffs. If you fuck up, you're not going to cost us the playoffs, I don't think. But in the playoffs, be your best self. It's hard to pin like reliever numbers on what I want. That's what I want. Keep your swagger and your health throughout the whole season, and then bring it in spades to the playoffs. Final thoughts from you?
You got it.
All right, there we go. Thanks for listening. That's our projection and profile. More of a profile for Chapman than a projection. It's hard to do relievers. But thanks for listening. And tomorrow we'll be back at you with another player. Leave a review. Leave a rating. If you're enjoying these, let us know. We're enjoying making them. Thanks for listening. Go Yanks, go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.